What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had a glorious Tuesday. We are now midweek point Wednesday, just a few days away from the weekend. I got to get my pickleball game going. Like I said on the pod with James, doing a pickleball tournament with Pat Gallen of CBS3 for Connor Barwin's Make the World Better charity. So very excited for that, for a good cause. Connor Barwin does a lot in the Philadelphia community. Look, I think whenever anybody does something good, like, that's all that matters, right? But I do think when you're somebody like Connor, who is living in the community, like going to board meetings and like making sure these parks get built and doing all the wonderful things he does, it does just mean a little bit more, right? So I think Connor, you know, a good Eagle for sure. I think he is one of those Eagles, though, where his post-playing career has really cemented him as like an Eagle, right? Like, he clearly fell in love with Philadelphia, stayed here, and does a lot of really still cool stuff for the community. So go check out the Make the World Better Foundation, the website, all the good stuff that they do. And if you have any pickleball advice for me, I will have to later today. I'm taking a pickleball class to try to learn how to play. I feel like I'm going to be really good at it. I'll report back on Thursday about how hard pickleball really is. If you've played pickleball, give me some advice. Go to GoBirdsInsider.com. The link is in the podcast description. And message me on there any advice you have for pickleball, any advice I should give to Pat, any advice for a potential team name that me and Pat could go with. I feel like there's something there with media guys with good hair. We do TV together, TV, radio, both soccer guys, both saw Oasis, no big deal to me. So like, there's definitely something there. So I'll have to think of a name. But yeah, if you have any pickleball advice, let your boy know. Go to the Go Birds Insider and give me any information you have. Okay, let's get into it. And I got a take to start off this pod. Not a lot of Eagles news going on. Same old Jalen Carter stuff. Nothing really big happened on Tuesday. I actually think the biggest news from Tuesday is Devontae Smith's wedding photos are out. So Devontae Smith got married. I believe that's why he wasn't there for the final day of Eagles mandatory OTAs. And all the details of his wedding have been given to People magazine. And here's what they wrote about it. Quote, Devontae Smith has another ring to add to his collection, a wedding band. The Super Bowl champion celebrated his marriage to Maya Daniel with a timeless and intimate black tie wedding on Saturday, June 13th at the Four Seasons Resort Orlando at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. We make an annual trip to Disney every year, so getting married there felt like a natural extension of a tradition that already had so many special memories for us. The couple, who share 2-year-old Casey and 1-year-old Kaylee, tells People. Ultimately, choosing this destination allows us to return to a place we already love year after year and reminded of one of the most important moments of our lives. It felt like the perfect way to honor our family traditions while celebrating our wedding in a truly beautiful setting. Guests included NFL stars like Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown, and the luxe reception featured a 7-foot-tall wedding cake, end quote. So first of all, congrats to Devontae and Maya on the wedding. The wedding photos are unbelievable. Devontae Smith was made to wear a suit. I mean, he's tall, he's skinny, just looks unbelievable in a suit. The wedding dress, awesome for Maya. It just looked like a very cool event. And you're happy for him. Like, lots of teammates was there. It seemed like N'Kobe was there. Sean Bradley, his former teammate, was there. Aaron Moorhead, the receivers coach, was there. So seemed like a lot just from the photo so far, right? There were probably other Eagles there as well, I would think. But no question, from an Eagles perspective, the big news there is that Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown were both at the wedding. So first, I think you give Jalen credit for going to the wedding, and you could argue that's setting a low bar, but ultimately, like, having the quarterback at the wedding matters. And while he's a friend of Devontae's, and that's why he went, like, they are close, they've spent a lot of time together this offseason, I do think Jalen's time is valuable. And when he goes to things like this, it's a very good gesture, and I think it's a good leadership thing to do. Like, during the year, when there's tough moments in the season, the fact that he was at that Jalen was at Devontae's wedding will matter when Devontae may be frustrated with Jalen or Jalen's frustrated with Devontae. The fact that they were at each other's wedding, had this memory together in the wedding photos, their wives seem to get along based off like the pictures and everything, is really, really cool. So I do think it is a good move of Jalen to go. Also, there's the AJ Brown part of it. So from the AJ perspective, let's do the Jalen part of it first. I think if they were both so mad at each other and it was so ugly, they wouldn't have both been there. Because ultimately, while they can both be professional and adults and not have it impact like the room, I think if you're Devontae and you know that they just really, really don't get along, you don't invite them. Like, I'm sure we, you know, for people that have planned a wedding or planned any type of event, if you have two really good friends that just hate each other, I'm not saying you have to pick, but it's a dynamic that you take into consideration. Now, I'm lucky enough for my wedding, I didn't have that, right? But if you have out there, you probably say to yourself, like, can these two people be in the same room? Can they be at the same table? Can I put them both in my wedding party? So the fact that AJ was invited and went speaks to the fact that all, like, and I said this on the pod with James when we talked about it briefly, and I'm guilty of this, right? Like when we talk about certain subjects, it's either one extreme or the other. The reality, it's in the middle. And that's why when AJ said last week, or actually, sorry, not last week, like 3 weeks ago, or whatever it was, when talking about Jalen, that he has love for him and, you know, all these things, I think there's truth in that. I think some of it's lip service just to move on from a topic, but I was in the locker room. Like I, you know, obviously you're in the locker room, you talk to guys, you see like interactions and stuff. And I don't think it's a small thing that Jalen put AJ in his end of the year Instagram reel. So I do think they are still, I understand why the dynamic was awkward going into next year, but I also don't think it's like they can't be in the same room together. So credit to them for like handling it, right? I also think that AJ being there really kind of pokes a hole in the flawed argument that he was a negative in that locker room. Was he a distraction at times? Yes. Were those self-inflicted wounds? Yes, he did that. But, you know, since he's been traded, I've seen a lot online, and maybe I'm overreacting to online, but I've seen a lot of, you know, AJ only cares about his numbers. Devontae cares about winning. Devontae has the right mentality for a number one receiver. AJ is like, they're going to be so much better now that he's out of the locker room. Look what a great leader Devontae is, talking to Mekhi Lemon. Devontae and AJ are very similar people in a lot of ways. They are both elite receivers who want the ball. The difference is AJ just doesn't handle not getting the ball as well. Now, as we've talked about it, and it almost feels good to talk about AJ again, feels like it's been a while. In 24, I think AJ was doing it with the team in mind, right? Thinking he was helping the team. In 25, I think that changed. But AJ is just as good of a teammate as Devontae is in many ways. AJ helped young players just like Devontae does with Mekhi Lemon. And if Devontae truly is somebody, or if Devontae, you know, is how, like, only cares about winning, like team first guy, blah, 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 and AJ was the opposite of that, do you think they'd be best friends? Like, how many people in your life would you say you have huge moral differences from and you're super, super tight with them? Like, obviously, I guess in today's age, like, a lot of us are divided on certain things. But the point I'm making is if AJ was truly this divisive force in the locker room, I don't think Devontae would be close to him. And not only is he close to him, it looks like AJ was in the wedding party. Like, it's hard to tell. I mean, you know, we didn't see all the pictures, but if you look at the pictures, there's a group of guys that have on white shirts and black bow ties and are standing around Devontae during what seemed like his first dance. That's normally what the wedding party does, right? So I think that the fact that Devontae clearly is a big AJ guy still pokes holes in the idea that he's a flawed teammate. And so honestly, my biggest takeaway from seeing the fact that Jalen and AJ were at Devontae's wedding and AJ was in the wedding party, and, you know, there's one picture where Jalen and AJ are probably sitting maybe 5-6 people in between them. It just, and I'm curious if it makes you feel this way, it really makes me feel like the trade was a mistake. And I think the 2028 first is decent value. And I understand moving on from him a little early because of injuries and all that. But man, AJ's a great player, and if AJ and Devontae are still super close, and AJ had teammates, excuse me, at his wedding, right, and Jalen and AJ could go to the wedding together, I don't think it was a huge divisive thing like people made it out to be. And if that's the case, then they've lost a great receiver from their team that probably could have been back, right? And I know he wanted out, and that's part of it. Absolutely, I understand it. But you just look at all three of them together, and it's just a reminder of how good the Eagles have it, had it, having AJ and Devontae, having those top two guys. And now they don't have those guys. We'll see what Mekhi Lemon is. We'll see what Dontavian Wicks can be. We'll see if Devontae can step into the role as the top dog. Devontae's a great receiver. He very well could do it. But since AJ's been traded, a lot of the narrative has been bad teammate, doesn't care about winning. They'll be better off without him. And then you see the reality, which is Devontae loves AJ, and Jalen and AJ can go to the same things and be okay and probably could be teammates next year. And for me, it just kind of reinforces for me, because I've always never really wanted to trade AJ. But also, I think if you're someone that did, does it make you feel differently about it? Because they could have AJ still, right? Like, now I know they would have had to convince him and all that. They could have said, no, I get all the dynamics of that. But man, if they would have AJ going into this year instead of Dontavian Wicks or instead of Mekhi Lemon, I think they'd be in a better position to win. The idea that the offense, you know, is going to cook this year because of Sean Mannion, they could cook with AJ. Like, if Sean Mannion truly is coming in and is going to add elements to the offense that are going to help them, and Jalen's going to play under center more, and they're going to be less predictable. Well, imagine if you added one of the best receivers in the NFL to that offense. Like, if they traded for, I don't know, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson today, right? I think everybody would be like, they're going to be unbelievable. No one would say, well, they might have to force the ball to him a little too much. Everybody would agree adding a great player to the offense is a great idea. So I think during the offseason and during these times, and again, I'm part of it, you know, we get so wrapped up in like, it can't work. He hates him. He definitely, like, right? When really the truth is in the middle. And the Eagles decide to move on. I think they have a good read on things. I know AJ wanted out. But man, it was good. It was good. It was a good time having Devontae, AJ, and Jalen all on the same team. The games they won, the points they scored, the Super Bowls they won, the big plays. It was a good time. And I think there's something about seeing them all in a cordial setting. It just kind of, it made me, I don't know. It just, that was my biggest takeaway. It was maybe they're just, they shouldn't have traded him. But I guess time will tell on that one. All right. On the other side, I'm going to respond to something. One of my good friends, great takesman, football guy, my good buddy Joe Giglio said on the WIP Midday Show on Tuesday. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus to wager. DC, Maryland, and Virginia only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For help in Maryland, can also visit mdgamblinghelp.org in partnership with MGM National Harbor.
Okay, so Joe Giglio, what a guy. I've been lucky enough to work with Joe Giglio almost my entire career. I mean, we worked together back in the day at NJ.com. And then he actually got hired by WIP first. I was lucky enough to get hired by WIP, but when I was in the interview process and I thought it was a possibility, like I hit Giglio up and he was like, WIP is amazing, which I already knew. So I've been lucky enough to know Joe for a really long time. And I really enjoy the way he looks at things, his thoughts on things. I know they aggravate some people, but my takes aggravate some people too. And I think everyone probably has opinions that aggravate people. The difference is just a lot of people hear Giglio's opinion. But on Tuesday, Joe Giglio was discussing, along with Hugh Douglas, all-time great, Eagles legend. Pretty good radio guy too, right? Like, been doing radio for a long time, been on a lot of big shows, so certainly has an impressive resume from that as well, and a very nice guy. But they were discussing the idea of Brendan Sorsby, the Texas Tech quarterback who is going to be available in the supplemental draft. I believe his pro day is July 10th, so somewhat coming up. They were discussing the idea of whether or not the Eagles should take Jalen Hurts' opinion or his feelings into consideration with the selection. And the interesting part about it, and I think this is where Joe got it from, is like, imagine if the Eagles put in to get Brendan Sorsby. So the way the supplemental draft works, in case you're unaware or forgot or whatever, basically each team bids on the player. So the Eagles would say to themselves, we are willing to give a second round pickup for Brendan Sorsby. And if they're the only team willing to give up a second, then they get him for a second round pick. But if the Eagles submit a second round pick and then they don't get him, like let's say a team with the higher second round pick submits him, or let's say a team with the first round pick submits him, then they're screwed in a lot of ways because it was known that they were willing to go get him because that's normally how it comes out. These things are not public for what it's worth, but we all know these things come out, right? And imagine if they try to get him and they miss, and then Jalen knows they tried to get Brendan Sorsby and it didn't happen. But let's assume that they were to get him, or they're considering whether to get him. The question on the afternoon show was, or the midday show, was should they take Jalen's feelings into consideration? So Joe Giglio said they should not, and here was his rationale.
Here's where I definitely agree with you. I think Jalen will be fine. Now, is he going to feel a certain way deep down? He's a human being, right? I mean, every human being would feel a certain way if you think someone's coming in that could be your replacement. I think that is natural, but this isn't, you know, he didn't play at North Dakota State like the guy he took the job of, right? Mm-hmm. He played at Alabama and Oklahoma. And while at those schools, he watched them recruit Tua Tagovailoa and Mac Jones and Spencer Rattler. Like, when he was playing college football, the schools he was at recruited three other future starting NFL quarterbacks at some point. All three of those guys have been starters in the NFL. So I think he might have a sense of, here we go, right? They're going to try to replace me. But I don't think he would run from it. I don't think he'd get upset. I don't think he would request a trade. In fact, he might play his best football. I mean, we've seen stories now a lot in the NFL. Think about Aaron Rodgers and think about Jordan Love. Rodgers had won two more MVPs after Love was drafted.
Think about Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
Think about Jimmy Garoppolo and Tom Brady, right? Yeah.
So it's interesting because his rationale is kind of like being complimentary of Jalen. It's saying, basically, and I think there's some good points in there, This is not Carson Wentz. This isn't North Dakota State. This, you know, he went to Alabama, Oklahoma. He's a big time player who's dealt with a lot of different things in his career. He brings up the Tua thing, right? But I do think what Joe misses about this and why the answer is obviously yes, that obviously they should take Jalen's feelings into consideration here, is because Jalen's the most important player on the team. And not to sound like a broken record, because we've had this discussion before. Me and James discussed it last year about, like, should they bring in Justin Fields? We had discussions about this with Shador. Should they draft Shador? Had discussions about it when it was, you know, this year. Would the Eagles consider taking a quarterback in the second round? And time and time again, I've said this, and I believe it to my core, that you have got to take Jalen Hurts into consideration for every decision you make until he is no longer your quarterback. And then when you have a new quarterback, you take that guy into consideration. It's like getting a car fixed and making a move and saying it might impact the engine or it might not. We don't know, but let's do it. Like, you can't wait to find these things out. You have to know what the reaction is. So I don't think this would be the case, but let's say, I mean, this would be a risky move, but let's say they talk to Jalen's agent and say, hey, we're thinking about getting Brendan Sorsby, but we promise it has nothing to do with you. Just gonna, right? And there's a world where Jalen's okay with it. Like, maybe you can do it. But even then, I don't think you could do it. Even then, I think you look at it and you go, how can I bring in someone's replacement when the other guy's on the roster and it's a quarterback and there's already so much pressure on the guy and so many spotlights on him and one big spotlight, however you want to say it. You cannot bring in the guy that would expedite Jalen's exit out of here, because that's what it would be. Even if they got him for a fourth round pick, there'd be a lot of pressure. Now, a fourth round pick, you could in theory just be the backup. But if it's a second, or God forbid a first, then yes, he is clearly the starting quarterback of the future for this team. He would not be in 2026, at least initially. Who knows, right? Like halfway through the year. I mean, Jalen was a second round pick and he went in there with four games to go. So there is the reality that Jalen would have to accept if you got Brandon Sorsby, his time is over. But there's also just, and we do this time and time again, and Giglio does it here, and I respect Giglio, I just disagree with it, like that Jalen is so mentally tough that he can deal with it. Why in the world would you want to test his mental toughness, right? Like, this isn't Jalen Carter in the contract negotiation where the Eagles could say, all right, let's see how he responds to it. And like, I don't love that. I think there is a benefit to waiting and paying him and seeing how he responds. I get all that. But at least Jalen Carter is not staring the replacement in the face. Jalen Carter is not sitting in a meeting room with his replacement every day. Jalen Carter is still making a lot of money, still owed $27 million in 2026, even if he doesn't sign a new deal. Like, I get there's an element of testing him, but with Jalen, this would be completely different. And so the North Dakota State thing with Carson, yes, I agree Jalen is better suited to deal with big pressure than Carson because of the career experiences he's had, the life experience he's had. I think he's better suited to deal with it than Carson was. But Carson, no one thought he was soft until his backup won the Super Bowl. He tore his ACL and then the backup led him on another. Like, you don't know how this will go, right? So adding an element that could really, really disrupt the flow of the locker room, it could tank the whole season. So unless you're ready to make Brandon Sorsby the guy, in which case you should just trade Jalen, I think you absolutely have to take Jalen's feelings into consideration when figuring out what to do here. I think it's a no-brainer. You clearly have to do it. I would not take Brandon Sorsby. I would not give up a high pick for him. I think it's too big of a risk, and I don't think the Eagles will. But if they consider it, they absolutely should end up on a no because of Jalen and his feelings. I think you absolutely have to fall on that side of the decision. All right, that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds. Go out, enjoy your Wednesday. Wish me luck at pickleball. I'll talk to you guys later. Until next time, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.